Good Sunday morning. I'm Ernesto Garcia, and it's now time for our community affairs programming segment known as Let's Talk Las Cruces, a division of Mesilla Valley News. We'll get to our guest here in just a few moments. It's in studio, and I'm very excited that we're able to bring our guest on. His name is Scott Kraling. He is the county clerk of Doniana County, and recently his office made a huge discovery while going through its archive records. They found the coroner's report on Sheriff Pat Garrett. One of the most legendary sheriffs of all in New Mexico. This is history we're going to be talking about today. I'm excited to get to it, and we'll get to him in just a sec. But first, a reminder, if you would like to be involved in our program, have any issues or programs, or any community events you'd like to talk about on Let's Talk Las Cruces, you can reach me at any time at my business office number, 575-449-8644, 575-449-8644 during regular business hours, or you can email me at egarcia@arglc.com. And we are glad to be joined this morning. I have not had a chance to talk with him because apparently I lost the wrong number on his phone, and we had to make sure we got all of it back. But I am happy since he has been elected as a county clerk. He's been a good friend of ours. He's run for office many times. He's done so many things. And he's also a bit of a website guru as well. That's his hidden passion sometimes. But I do want to welcome Doniana County Clerk Scott Kraling for joining us. Scott, great to see you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm excellent. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. I've only run for office twice.
Yeah, it's still more times than most people will ever run in their lives. So let's just remember that, okay?
All right,
Scott, I really got to get right to it, to the point of what happened this past Friday. You were able to find some documents, and I still want to know, how in the world did you find these documents concerning one of the greatest legends in our history with Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett? I mean, they made two movies out of it that were blockbusters. You know, I used to have my daughter who would be at Little Tumbleweeds daycare, and they are right outside the historic marker here in Las Cruces where it says Pat Garrett gets shot. They were always used to people coming in thinking, hey, we have a museum or something like this. A lot of Pat Garrett enthusiasts, they were really satisfied to know about a coroner's report that cleared up a lot. Tell me the whole story from the beginning. How'd you even find any of this stuff?
So, you know, in the county clerk's office, every day we're recording significant documents, right? On a daily basis, we're processing documents from everything from marriage licenses to real estate documents. And so, you know, for a long, long time, our priority has primarily been on our day-to-day work. And then a couple of years ago, I got together with our recording and filing supervisor, and we talked about, you know, what else? What else? What are we missing by focusing on our day-to-day work? And we realized together that we're missing talking about the history of Doniana County. We're missing prioritizing documents that are old, that are, you know, 19th century documents. And it turns out we had this drawer full of old documents ranging from the mid-1800s to the early 1900s. And a wide variety of different types of documents, like voting ballots, patents, coroner's reports, probate records. And so we started like brainstorming, how can we get through all of these documents that they've never been sorted, they've never been recorded accurately in our office. And so they're really, even though they're in the vault and people could come in and look at them, they're really not the most accessible documents that we have. And so we started getting creative. We started creating partnerships with different types, different organizations in the community, and we started identifying grant opportunities. And so this past fall, we had a grant team from within our office start going through this drawer of documents. And I'll tell you, I wish I could show you pictures on the radio, but you can't. The picture of the drawer, it was just a drawer, and it was just like all these documents were just in there, and it wasn't very organized. And this is the history of Doniana County in a drawer in our vault that we've never gone through. And so the grant team started going through each document one at a time, unfolding them, organizing them, trying to come up with calculations on what exactly we had and how many we had so that we could apply for a grant to help us sort through them and do a larger project of recording them and making them accessible to the public. And so as they're doing this, they just can't help but, you know, sit there and every once in a while open up a document and look at it and read it and kind of get a kick out of the story that it's telling. And so our recording and filing supervisor was in her office, and she was going through and she was unfolding documents and trying to put them in folders and organize them in a better way. And another employee came in and said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Well, I'm going through all these really cool coroner's reports, and you should see this. This is really interesting." And she just grabbed one out of the box, and she opened it up, and the two of them were reading it, and it said, you know, I couldn't tell you exactly off the top of my head exactly what it says, but basically they start reading it it out loud and they said, "This is the coroner's report for Pat Garrett." And as soon as they said that, like they say their mouths dropped. They're just like, "Oh my God!"
I can only imagine. Oh my goodness! I found a knee document concerning one of the legends here in our territory and state.
That's right, exactly. And so like they didn't. And so at that time, they're like, "Wow, we're holding something related to Pat Garrett," and that's really exciting because I mean, like you said, I mean there are a lot of people out there that have spent a lot of time and their lives dedicated to studying Pat Garrett and the history of his service to our community. And so they knew that, obviously. They've seen the movies. We've all seen the movies. And so they started looking at it. And so we had a meeting a couple of days later. And Angelica, the supervisor, mentioned to the entire group that we had found this document. And she read it to them. And we all kind of got excited. And after the meeting, another employee pulled her aside and said, "Hey, I got an email a couple of months ago from a historian in Arizona who's looking for this document. And he says that people have been looking for it for years and years and years, and it's been this big mystery on whether or not there really ever was a coroner's report on Pat Garrett." And so that's when we started to realize that what we were holding in our hands was true history, and that we had something big. And so we reached out to that historian in Arizona, and we talked to him, we talked to some other folks, and you know, it became obvious to us that we had something very significant. And so and when I say significant, I mean valuable too. So we got a safe deposit box, we stuck it away, and we started thinking through what are we going to do to unveil this, and how are we going to tie it to the larger story of what the clerk's office does? Because Pat Garrett, yeah, great, you know, he's a big historical figure, a lot of people know who he is, but the bottom line is we have hundreds of historical documents in our vault that we have not sorted through, that we've got to start digging through and organizing. And who knows we know every single one of those documents is a missing piece to the story of the history of Doñana County and the families in our community. And so we're excited. We got a grant. It's a small grant, but we got a grant so we can start going through things and start to organize them. We're looking for other partners. We're looking for other grants to apply for so that hopefully we can do both. Manage our day-to-day work, because it is overwhelming. We have a lot of things coming into our office on a daily basis, but also start digging through the history of our vault and uncovering this hidden treasure and start filling in the missing pieces to the puzzles of our history.
I got to ask, when they saw the document, how was the condition? I mean, for them to read it and hold it in their hands, I had to be thinking, it may have been started, oh my goodness, it could have been cracking. Could you barely read it out? What was it like?
It's an interesting document. You know, it's in cursive, so it's all handwritten, it's all in cursive, and it's hard to read because I don't read cursive very well.
It's a lost language.
Right, exactly. Angelica tells the story. She says that it looks like nobody's ever opened it up. And so it's almost as if the coroner's jury issued the report, they recorded it in our office, we folded it up back in whatever year it was that this happened, you know, early 1900s, folded it up, stuck it aside, and it's never been opened since.
Wow.
But it's old paper, and so old paper deteriorates, and we definitely have to be careful with it. That's one of the other challenges that we have in our office.
So how are you going to, with this document that's locked up now in safe box, is there a way to keep the paper so it doesn't break apart? Is there some type of thing? Have you learned more about paper than you ever had in your life?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about paper. Yeah, that's one interesting thing is we've learned that paper has not always been made the same way, and that what people thought 200 years ago was a great way to make paper turns out to not really have been a very good idea. Or when people put scotch tape on things, you know, they don't realize that what they're doing is they're starting the process of deteriorating the paper. And so, I've learned a lot about paper in the last few years, but we've got a great partner, an organization called CoFile Preservation, and they help us preserve all of our documents so that we can keep them for the next 500 years. 500 years from now, who knows, we'll have to figure something else out. But it's our responsibility to keep these documents preserved forever. That's just one of the duties of the official recorder of the county, which is what the clerk's office is. So I think, though, with this document probably belongs in a museum. It may belong with the New Mexico Historical Society. It doesn't belong in the vault of Doñana County. And so what we're going to probably do is get it preserved and then turn it over to a more proper place for people to see it.